Obgonas.
So, football has a funny way of keeping us grounded. Just as we were basking in that sweet 5-1 victory over Crystal Palace, we got hit with the news that no Arsenal fan wanted to hear. Bukayo Saka on crutches. A torn hamstring, out for weeks. Honestly, it's heartbreaking. Our star boy, the one we lean on in the tightest of moments, gone just like that. For a few weeks at least. One can be like, say the football gods don't decide to test our strength one more time this season. But Arsenal is Arsenal. We move. No excuses. This Friday, it's Ipswich at the Emirates, a team that's struggling to survive in the Premier League. They're 19th on the table, coming off a 4-0 battering by Newcastle. If ever there was a chance for us to steady the ship without Saka, then this is it. So, how do we line up? Arteta has a decision to make. Declan Rice looks nailed on to the start. He was brilliant off the bench against Palace. Calafiori might sneak back into the 11. It's all about grit and efficiency now. We might not have Saka's brilliance, but we still have enough quality to see this through. As for Ipswich, I beg your wa'ala. No Sam Morsi in midfield? Injuries all over the place? It's looking like a long night for them. Leon Delap might return, but does that really make a difference? Let's be honest. My prediction? Arsenal 2, Ipswich 0. Business-like performance. 3 points, and we keep it moving. But let me hear from you. Who do you think steps up in Saka's absence? Let's talk about Arsenal and the festive season. It's like that one relative who always brings the best jollof to the family party. You just know it's going to be good. Boxing Day in particular has been our playground, hasn't it? 16 wins out of 25 Premier League matches. 16. That's not just form, that's tradition. The kind of tradition that makes you wear your Arsenal jersey to every Christmas gathering, hoping to convert a cousin or two. But let me ask you this. How do you feel about December 27th? You might not think of it as a big deal, but we've quietly turned it into our little secret weapon. Only 4 Premier League matches on this date, yet 3 wins and a draw. A 75% win rate. Historically, December 27th has been kind to us. The last time we lost on this date, 1966. Yes, 1966. Before most of us were even born. And this year, the Tractor Boys of Ipswich are on the menu. Now, Ipswich might not sound like the most glamorous opponent, but that's the beauty of football. Festive fixtures have a way of turning the ordinary into the unforgettable. Picture it, the Emirates lit up like a Christmas tree, the crowd buzzing, and the team stepping up to keep our festive tradition alive. These games are not just about points, they're about stories, the kind you tell your kids or remind your mates about over a cold drink. So as we gear up for Ipswich, let's channel the festive energy. Let's cheer like it's 2004 and every player is a legend in the making. Because festive fixtures aren't just another game. They are part of what makes Arsenal, well, Arsenal. Here's to keeping the festive spirit and the winning streak alive.
That's a wrap for today's episode of Up Gunners, and I hope you enjoyed delving into the world of Arsenal Football Club with me, Tony Doe. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with all future episodes. If you have any thoughts, questions or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me at upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. I'm active on Twitter as well at upgunnersng, active on Facebook at upgunnersng. We're also on Instagram at upgunnersng. Until next time, keep the gunner spirit alive and remember, Up Gunners!